KX93.5, good evening. It's 5:30 on the third Monday of the month, which is when we bring you our emergency preparedness segment. I'm Tyler Russell, migrated from the mornings to do this. And with us in studio now, we have Emergency Management Coordinator of Laguna Beach Police Department, Jordan Vilwack. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for coming back on. Last month, we talked just in general about how to be prepared for a disaster and the CERT class, which is now going on in town. And tonight's topic will be about earthquakes and earthquake preparedness, what you should do before, during, and after an earthquake, and pretty much everything you need to know. I'll remind you, this is a question and answer based segment, so you can call or text in your questions to 949-715-5936. Again, that's 715-5936. Here in Laguna, or from anywhere, if you have a question about disaster preparedness, and we will get to it via text or via call when we go to a break. So, Jordan, let's start with basically what people should be doing to buckle down for an earthquake.
It's basically that, Tyler. You definitely want to make your home safer to be in during an earthquake and more resilient to earthquake damage. And the best way to do this is by assessing your structure and the contents that are inside your house as well. So what is in your home can be more dangerous and actually more damage prone than the structure itself. So you definitely want to take a quick look around inside your house, go through the rooms, figure out any unobscured objects that can move, break, or fall in the event of an earthquake. Make sure that you mitigate those from being able to fall and harming you as well. Write down anything that you think needs to be attached or more secured to a wall. Make sure you could put the baby locks on your kitchen cabinets. That's actually the most dangerous room to be in the house during a disaster.
The kitchen, because all the pots and pans and everything flies out of the cabinet.
You don't want your wine glasses coming down.
Sure.
Definitely not. So make sure you can put a list together, figure out what you should do to secure those. Make sure you pay attention to the water heater. I know a lot of people, if you haven't purchased a house recently or you haven't sold a house, you know that you need to have those secured as well.
Okay. And, you know, this is something that I feel like everybody knows, but almost nobody does. You know, everybody knows that your cabinet's going to fall over in the event of a big earthquake, and everybody just says, eh, okay, I'll move out of the way. You know, nobody thinks to. So how important really is doing something like this?
Yeah, it's very important to do this. Definitely be prepared before it happens. You don't want to be sorry after, especially those big, heavy objects such as like entertainment centers, like I said, the cabinets in the kitchen, if you have any artwork or anything that's really heavy on your walls, bookshelves that are close to sitting areas or where you might spend a lot of time, make sure you definitely do brace those to the walls.
And are there specific kinds of fasteners that are like designed for earthquake protection, or is it really just any kind of bracket or whatever?
A lot of large furniture that you purchase will come with brackets itself because that's the best way to secure them anyways. But you can go buy some at Costco or on Amazon online that you can get some earthquake braces for special furniture pieces.
Okay.
It's pretty generic.
And what about the water heater? How should that be secured?
They have the straps that you have to put on. It's actually required now to put it on if you do sell your house. So you can buy those at Costco or hardware store as well.
Okay. And what about the exterior of the house? Is there anything that needs to be secured outside really?
Well, the best thing is that you need to see if your structure has been secured to the foundation, if possible. Some older homes have not, so that would be something you should maybe talk to a contractor if you want to go to that level to make sure that your house isn't going to shake off its foundation.
Right. I've found that sometimes in buying a new home, when you go through the inspection process, that's something that's required these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And most new buildings in Laguna or anywhere in Orange County or LA even, I would imagine, have to fulfill that code.
Correct.
Okay.
But some of the older homes in Laguna might not.
Right. Okay. So you could double check on that. Jordan Vilwack again in studio. We're talking about earthquake preparedness as part of our emergency preparedness segment here on KX93.5. Should we move on to during or anything else as far as preparation goes?
I have a couple more things with the preparation portion as far as talking to your family, making sure that you know how to react safely. Talk about family drills, have practice, figure out what you need to do. Definitely in the event of earthquake, you don't want to run outside of your house and start screaming because obviously objects can fall from the wall when you're doing that. So make sure that all your family's on the same page of how to react correctly. Go through your rooms. Make sure you know where you will take cover. If there's a large table, if it's a bed, if it's underneath the desk, just know where you're going to go in the event of an earthquake in case you do need to drop cover and hold on. Make sure that you're able to survive on your own, like I talked about in the last segment. Make sure you're prepared, you have the food, you have the water necessary, because in the event of a large earthquake, you might need to sustain for a little bit.
Okay, and that goes back to kind of our first segment, which is about just being generally prepared, having that disaster kit at your house.
Correct.
Okay.
So you definitely want to be able to survive on your own. And make sure that you also stay in contact with your loved ones. Make sure you guys have correct phone numbers for an out-of-state contact for your neighbors, your loved ones. So in the event of earthquake, you can communicate and get messages through if you're not in direct communication with your loved ones.
Yeah, you had mentioned last time, I think this is an important point for people to know, that our network will be jammed in a big emergency like this. It'll be hard to text and call or even go on the internet locally, but calling out-of-state, long distance, will be a lot easier, right?
Correct. The lines are open for the out-of-state.
Okay, that's interesting. And what about them calling you? Will that be easier?
Out-of-state can try and get through as well.
Okay, yeah. So knowing a loved one that's out-of-state is definitely important in these things.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the last thing is just make sure you know how to care for people, pets, and your property. So if you have elderly family members that live with you or young children or pets, make sure that you're also prepared for them, that you take them into account.
There's probably no way to prepare a pet for an earthquake. Maybe this is more in the during segment, but is there anything you can do with your animals to...
Well, you could just prepare by making sure you have a little bit of extra food on hand. If they take medications, maybe have some extra medications, but... Yeah.
Yeah. Just be prepared to hunker down if need be. Okay. Why don't we go to a break and see if we can get some questions, and we'll come back and talk more about during. Again, Jordan Vilwalk is here talking about emergency preparedness, discussing a lot of different earthquake protocols today. And in very good natured humor, we're going to play a song called I'm Shaken by Jack White. and again, you can call us or text us at 715-5936. 715-KXFM. Please text your questions or call. You can also comment on Facebook if that's easier for you. And we'll be right back with more on KX93.5. Yeah, when you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance, and I'm Right, it's not a laughing matter, but we played an earthquake-inspired song anyway. We're KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell here on the evening for a special segment. It's our second in a series of six emergency preparedness segments with the police department. And Jordan Vilwalk is here, the emergency management coordinator for Laguna Beach Police. Today, we're talking about earthquake preparedness. We just discussed a lot of different things you should do to prepare for an earthquake, to secure your valuables, your things that could fall, your cabinets, to make sure you have extra supplies for yourself, your pets, your children. So now let's move on to what you might do during an earthquake. We do have a question about this that I'll get to when we discuss it. But do you want to just kind of take that away, Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely. So during an earthquake, it's pretty simple, but you want to drop, cover, and hold on. So spelling that out, you want to drop to the ground, take cover by getting under a sturdy table or other piece of furniture that you have, and hold on until the shaking stops. If there isn't a table or a desk that's near you, cover your face and head with your arms and crouch in an inside corner of the building if possible.
Okay. Does it matter where, like, should you try to find a good spot, like a doorway or under something secure, like you just mentioned, or if it's accessible?
You definitely want to get to the corner of a building inside if possible, so corner of a room.
And so you don't, you want to, that's to keep you away from stuff. And if something fell on you, it would hit the corner first, for example?
Correct. There could be voids that could be caused from that.
The question we got, and by the way, people can text us to 949-715-5936, is a bathtub a safe place to take cover during an earthquake?
Yeah, it's not that bad of a place because there shouldn't be too many things that would fall on you. Definitely, if that's where you are, I would stay put. Definitely drop cover and just cover your head.
Okay. So basically, as long as you're near a corner or in something secure, just... No one can see me, but I'm doing this with my body.
Correct.
I'm going into a ball.
Yes. We could actually practice it now if you want to practice drop, cover, and hold on.
Maybe we should do it during the musical break.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay, great. What else during an earthquake?
Definitely don't run outside of the building because during the shaking, objects might be falling off the building and cause serious injury. So a lot of issues can happen if you start screaming and running outside of the building. So
okay.
Definitely just stay put. Again, just drop, cover, and hold on. Pretty simple instructions, but that's what we're telling everybody during an earthquake.
What if you are, in fact, outside?
Stay put.
Okay.
You know, if you're in a cul-de-sac or you just want to basically know your surroundings. So if you feel the earthquake, then you want to look around to see if there's anything that could possibly fall. Tiles from roofs can fall off, trees, power poles, that type of thing. So definitely know what's around you.
In your car?
Your car, that happens.
And should you just stop?
Yeah, probably. If you could feel it in your car, it would be pretty big one.
So. Right. Okay. What if you're like in the ocean? I'm just asking a lot of hypotheticals right now, but like, is there anything you should do? Maybe get back to shore?
Yeah, definitely. Because there could be that threat of tsunami. Although Laguna Beach isn't that much threatened from them.
Yeah.
Like some of our neighboring cities are. However, if you do feel an earthquake and you are on the sand or in the water, you definitely want to proceed to higher ground and get off in case there is a tsunami, especially for those close to shore faults that we have that might have an earthquake. So there could be an immediate tsunami as one of the hazards.
Okay. Should we talk about the quote unquote big one? And what the reality is behind that and what it could look like if it were to happen?
Yeah, I mean, there are professionals that study this and make this probability that in the next 20 years there's a large chance of another big earthquake that happens, and there's a lot of people that speak on that. However, no one really knows when the next earthquake's coming. We do have faults, which is one of our hazards, which is why we want you to prepare for this. It could happen at any time.
Have you seen the previews for that new movie, San Andreas?
No, I have not.
Which is literally about the big one.
Okay.
It looks really dumb. And I'm sorry that that's an unfortunate like description of what it might look like.
Yeah.
People should absolutely be prepared. A couple more questions here via our text line. Again, that's 949-715-5936. This goes back to preparation. What is the minimum amount of food and water we would want to keep in an earthquake kit?
You want to keep enough food and water that would feed and water your family for 3 days. So 72 hours is the minimum.
Okay. Is that typically enough time for rescuers to kick in? More than enough time.
Hopefully. It depends on the community you live on and what type of damage it is around. But 72 hours is what everyone tells. If you want to plan for 5 days, then you're pretty secure before you know, you're able to get out of your house or somebody will be by to figure out something. And that many days that something should be in place to where there's a shelter or food and water.
Does our inaccessibility as a town, meaning we have one road in, one road out, make it challenging for these types of situations?
Absolutely. And if the big one does hit, the resources are going to be busy throughout the other cities, so the mutual aid will be a lot less prevalent. So we've got what we have in Laguna Beach.
Hence the CERT class.
Correct.
Right now, and you're training people to be aides during a time of disaster.
Correct. Self-sufficient, so they're able to help themselves, their families, and their neighborhood first. So in the event that something large happens, they have the ability and trained with the basic skills to go out and help people before the professional rescuers can get there.
Okay, great. Again, Jordan Vilwalk in studio, the Emergency Management Coordinator for Laguna Beach Police Department. This is part two of our segments about being prepared in the event of an emergency in town. We're talking about earthquakes, do's and don'ts today. We'll go to another song and come back, answer some more questions. And again, you can text in your question to 715-5936. That's 949-715-KXFM, and we are KX93.5. KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell, hijacking the evening show right now because we are doing part two of our emergency preparedness segment with the Laguna Beach Police Department. Again, Jordan Vilwalk in studio, the Emergency Management Coordinator. We're talking about all things earthquakes today, what you should do before, during, and after an earthquake. This will be podcast online if you've missed any of that at kx93.5.com. And I believe we are now on to the after portion of the segment, right, Jordan?
Correct, after the next earthquake.
Okay, so what are we looking at?
Okay, so once the shaking stops, the first thing you should do is check for injuries on yourself and your family. Then expand out, check your neighborhood, see if anyone needs help, and administer first aid if necessary. and then call for emergency assistance if there's anyone that's injured to the extent that you can't help them. You definitely want to check for hazards in and around your home that might have been created from the earthquake itself. And always keep in mind that aftershocks can occur, so make sure that you obviously know your surroundings and you have the ability to drop cover and hold on if aftershocks does happen.
Are there any situations where you wouldn't want to leave your house to check on a neighbor, for example?
Depending on the damage of your home, if you're able, that would be great. You definitely don't want to go inside of a home, your neighbor, if that has extreme damage to where you're causing a risk of yourself that's going in, because you don't want to become a victim as well as a rescuer.
Okay. And then how would you identify if you should stay put in your home rather than, let's say, getting in your car and driving to Irvine? You know, how do you know that you're supposed to stay or not?
Well, it depends. If you don't have to stay after the event of an earthquake, if you're able to get out and you have loved ones that you need to go pick up or kids at school or something, obviously you don't have to stay inside your home. Mm-hmm. Make that best judgment. However, if there's a lot of significant damage, you might also smell gas leaking. So you need to make sure that you understand where your gas shutoff valves are so you're able to turn that off to mitigate any disasters that could happen after the earthquake.
Okay. And that actually leads us to another question we got via text. And people can text in their questions at 715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. And somebody said, I remember that there were a lot of fires after the Northridge quake due to natural gas leaks, just like you said. Is that the first thing to check after a major earthquake, or one of them, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that should be on your list is you might have to extinguish small fires or report the larger blazes to 911. So fires can start from gas that is leaking. So make sure you understand how to turn that off. Make sure you know how to turn off your electricity, turn off your water as well, or damaged wires or power poles that are down that can start the small fire. So make sure you do have fire extinguishers that work. Make sure you check them. Make sure you replace them as necessary if you buy the ones from Costco that are cheap. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you understand how to use them, so they're nearby, so you can extinguish those small fires if they do start before it gets into a larger problem.
And, you know, part of our role in this whole thing and why we're partnered with the city, part of KX93.5's role, is that we are going to be informants in the event of a major disaster like this. We're now set up with all backup equipment. We have backup batteries, a backup generator, thanks to a generous grant from the city. So if something were to happen that would cause power to go out or fires to occur or whatever, we would still be on the air to report that sort of information and advise you on what to do. What are some of the types of things we might say? Might we say stay home? Might we say leave? You know, what's some advice we might give in an event of an earthquake?
Yeah, you might be told to shelter in place depending on the type of disaster. For an earthquake, that probably won't happen since you don't know if there's going to be an aftershock or not. But that direction could be passed along. If the disaster was a wildfire that's happening, we might be evacuating certain neighborhoods and telling them which way to evacuate. We're also could be advising of a disaster. So if you're not home, if you're out of town or you're at work, that you would be advised of some type of disaster or emergency that's in Laguna Beach. So
right.
That's how we would use that.
And people should, of course, subscribe to Alert OC if they have not. But we're a backup resource for that. Maybe in the event that the network's clogged or whatever it is, that's what our role will be in this situation. We'll get to maybe a couple more questions. Again, you can go to 715, or rather text 715-5936 to talk directly to Jordan Vilwalk from Laguna Beach Police Department about earthquakes and earthquake preparedness. We're going to take one quick break and be right back on KX93.5.
Introducing our latest philanthropic celebration, K-Exclusive, a dazzling evening of sunset, custom cocktails, craft beer tastings, and an intimate performance by Chris Barron of Spin Doctors. It's brought to you by 133 Film Music Group and features sneak preview moments from the upcoming film 133, The Road to Laguna, and a performance by the band. Bid on extraordinary auction items like a snowy retreat for 10 to the legendary ski town of Telluride, Colorado, or a priceless experience at the Montage Resort in their ultra-exclusive Catalina Presidential Suite. Raising funds that allow our nonprofit radio station to continue connecting Laguna Beach through music and talk. Tickets are available at KX93.5. With special KX93.5 member pricing. K-Exclusive. Music on a silver platter. Only from KX93.5.
Hi there, it's Yvonne Fossel, fitness and nutrition expert at Ripped. Rift is a boutique studio in Laguna Beach specializing in rowing, cycling, and Pilates training. As a former marathon competitor with 25 years experience, I bring transformative total body workouts to the community. Rift programs are designed to increase testosterone and growth hormones by working out. At ryptlb.com, you'll find all the details on these programs and more. Rift is located on PCH at Pearl Street behind the Wine Gallery and KX93.5. I'd love to discuss your health goals just in time for summer. Again, that's ryptlb.com.
XS Energy Drinks was born in Laguna Beach. It's brewed around the world and is committed to cleaner water and pristine beaches. Offered in 20 various flavors, XS Energy Drinks believes in paying positive energy forward and is the proud sponsor of Sold Out on KX93.5. XS Energy Drinks, feeling adventurous since 2001.
Hi, I'm David Trunichek, a local financial advisor with Raymond James, proud supporter of KX93.5. I take my commitment to providing financial advice, even in the most difficult economic times, very seriously. I work with men and women, assisting them in the planning and attainment of their financial objectives for themselves and their families. I can help set up a customized financial plan for you. You can call me at 949-734-2214 and let's talk about it. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
KX93.5. And I heard someone saying, why we're here and what we wear, and you were way too young to be called caring when we're staring, listening to people yelling orders. Keep them off my borders, separate your waters. And hey, let's cool down, write your story, let's go.
We are KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell, and this is our special broadcast, our emergency preparedness segment with Jordan Vilwalk of the Laguna Beach Police Department. This is our second in a series of six about what to do in the event of disasters in Laguna Beach. And today we're talking about earthquakes. We've covered basically what to do before, during, and after an earthquake. And again, we will podcast this online to kx93.5.com. And we want to get to a couple last-minute questions. Maybe you can squeeze one in still at 715-5936 if you want to text us. So here are a couple more, Jordan. What do we do when an earthquake hits and we're in a restaurant or a supermarket?
You definitely want to take cover if possible. So if you can get away from the falling objects, that's what you need to do. If it's in a restaurant, get underneath the table. Hold on until it's over with. And if you're in a grocery store, mm-hmm. probably try to get away from the ketchup and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, what if you're in the middle of an aisle? I mean, should you book it to the end of the aisle, like toward the front of the store?
Probably.
Okay. All right. Hopefully this is something, again, we don't have to deal with, but we're discussing it. And that same person wants to know what constitutes an emergency to call 911 or the non-emergency number.
Life or death emergencies is what you call 911 or crime in progress. So if there's a crime in progress or a life or death emergency, that's what 911's built for.
Got it.
The non-emergency number is answered 24 hours a day. It's 497-0701. You can call and report dogs barking, loud parties, that type of thing on that line.
That's good. Give that number one more time. I didn't even know that.
949-497-0701.
The neighbor to my south has a lot of loud parties.
Okay.
So I may be calling.
Absolutely.
And then finally, Ranger wants to hear Jordan's five.
Oh, yes.
Do we remember Jordan's five from last week?
Jordan's five is very important. The first thing that you need to do to be disaster preparedness is to have communication. You need to have an AM/FM radio. If you can get a hand crank, one that's battery powered so that you can fire that thing up in the event of a disaster. You definitely also want to have a flashlight so you can see if it happens at night. Enough food and water, 72 hours to feed and have something for your family to drink, as well as some cash on hand so you could afford some more water or food if all the networks are down in the ATM machines and such.
Is that five?
That's five.
It was so fast.
I know. Communications, flashlight, food, water, and cash.
Excellent. Jordan Vilwag, the Emergency Management Coordinator from Laguna Beach Police Department, our emergency preparedness segment on every third Thursday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. And next month, it will not be you. It will be somebody else talking about something else.
Correct.
And we'll be here at the same time. Again, podcast online at kx93.5.com.